City, 828 AM.
Teardrop on teardrop since you said
Wereldstad All Time Classics.
Dit is Francis Dix met de hoofdpunten van het radionieuws. Uit onderzoek van de Volkskrant blijkt dat de Nederlandse politie in 2011 en 2012 anderhalf jaar lang de telefoon heeft afgeluisterd van de Mexicaanse drugsbaron El Chapo. De schade door het stormachtige weer van vandaag is minder dan vooraf werd verwacht. Een personeelslid van TBS-kliniek De Royse Wissel is op non-actief gesteld omdat ze een relatie zou hebben met een patiënt. En de Iraanse minister van Buitenlandse Zaken zegt dat Europa verantwoordelijk is voor de terroristen die er verblijven, ondanks de sancties. Het weer, het is wisselend bewolkt waarbij de stormachtige wind wat afneemt, vannacht kans op buien. Tot zover de hoofdpunten van het radionieuws.
Dit is Wereldstad.
This is Samuel Lee World Evangelism, reaching the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Samuel Lee brings you a dynamic life-changing message from the World Evangelism Center in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. As you listen to this message, your life will never be the same again.
Hallelujah. Well, last week I started teaching with you about money. And I told you that we will continue this week our message about money. And Today I want just to teach you. Is it possible? Just to teach you, you relax and listen to me, what I'm going to tell you. Because I teach you last week that certain countries, Christianity has been used to bless them. I told you that about 20 years ago, the national income of Ghana was almost the same as the national income of South Korea. And today, South Korea is far ahead than the national income of Ghana. How comes? Why certain countries prosper, certain people prosper, and why the others are not prospering? And I want just today to talk about that with you. So just feel free. And there is only one verse that I want you to repeat after me, and then close your Bibles and relax and listen to me. Say with me, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, do it for the glory of God. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, do it for the glory of God. Now, that is our verse today. And I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to teach you. Almost 100 years ago, there was a scientist, and his name is Max Weber. He's a German sociologist. He even don't believe in God. He's not even a Christian. And he made a research in those days in Europe, and he saw that certain countries in Europe are doing economically better than some other countries. And he discovered that northern European countries, let's say Holland, Scandinavian countries, some part of Germany, he discovered that they are doing well in their finances. And some other countries in Europe, like Italy, like Spain, like Portugal, they are not doing well economically. So he was very curious, what is the reason for this? Why these countries are doing well, and why not the southern countries in Europe, like Italy, like Portugal, like Spain? Why? What is the reason for that? And he put all the data, you know, in those days they didn't have computer. Put it all in tables and begin to research, and he discovered something. He discovered that all these rich countries, all these countries that are doing well in Europe, they have one thing in common. And what is that? They are all Protestant. And he discovered that all of those who are doing less good in Europe, they belong to the Catholic denomination. Now, this is very interesting. This man is even a non-believer. And it is true, even today, if you go to some Catholic countries, they are still suffering. Hello. If you come to even Germany, Germany is a Protestant country, even in Germany, the Catholics do less better than the Protestants. That is what the man discovered. And even in Canada, that is a very rich and advanced country, they made the research and discovered that Catholics do less better than the Protestants. Then he began to discover something. He began to see a pattern that why certain nations, they are doing better than the other ones. And he began to discover that that is the mentality that they are taking from the gospel. And especially, he find out, it's not only the Protestants that are prospering, but a certain group in Protestants, and they call them the Presbyterians or the Calvinists. That's why today you are saying you are living in a Calvinist country, because Holland is a Calvinist society. Hello. Are you listening to me? Because Papa wants to teach you something very interesting today. Hello. So he discovered that Presbyterians or the Calvinists, they are doing better than any other denomination. And he wanted to know what is the reason that the Calvinist people or the Presbyterian people, they are doing better than any other denomination. What is concerning about money? Now, he went and discovered this. That the Presbyterians or the Calvinist people, they have a certain doctrine. Now, I'm going to teach you about the doctrine of the Presbyterian or the Calvinist denomination. There are three doctrines Only with one of them I don't agree. But I'm still going to preach it to you. And then you will understand that why these countries have economic prosperity. All right. Don't forget, what is the financial capital of the world? Who can tell me? Which country? Huh? Switzerland. Switzerland. Everybody put his money in Switzerland. Did you know that Calvinism and Presbyterianism started in Switzerland? The financial center of the world is in Switzerland. So those people who want to be rich, 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 you know where it is? Geneva, Zurich. And it is in that country Calvinism started. Now, what does Calvinism say? What does Calvinism say? That is what we need actually in our churches and in our countries, back in Africa, back in any other country. That is what we need. Now, there is one doctrine in the Calvinism or in the Presbyterian, and that is this. They are talking about predestination. How many of you know predestination? They say that God knows everything in advance. Hello, isn't it? They say, Presbyterians say, God knows everything in advance. So God also knows in advance that you are going to be a Christian. God knows in advance you are going to walk and fall. He knows everything in advance. But there is one problem. Because in that theology of the Calvinist society, there is one problem. They are talking about the selected ones. They are talking about elite group. And they say, how sure are you that you are among the chosen? They say, yeah, I have chosen for Jesus. He said, yes, you have chosen for Jesus, but did he choose for you? You understand what I'm saying? You go to church. That is what you do. How sure are you that Jesus chose for you? How can you be sure that Jesus is with you? That is their theology. And they say that the only sign that Jesus is with you is found in the Old Testament. And what do they say? They say all the men of God prospered. They say in the Bible, men of God were rich. You understand? So if God is with you, this is the doctrine that I don't agree with them. I am not agree with that. But this is what they are teaching in the churches. You understand? Papa don't agree with it. But I want you to know about it. It's very interesting. So if God is with you, we have to go to the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, all the men of God were rich. So if you want to be sure that God is with you, you must be rich. That is a sign that God has blessed you. That is a sign of prosperity. I don't agree with that because I believe there are poor people that still God bless them and God love them. But these people, they are teaching that in the churches. Now, the problem with this is that how sure are you that you are among the selected? The sign is that you are doing well financially. They are very money conscious. You are doing well financially. Now, how are we sure that you are doing well financially? This is it. You have to work. You have to work. Catholic people say, leave your work and go to the monastery. But the Presbyterian says, no, bring the church. This is what I love from them. Bring the church to your working place. Bring the church to your working place. This is why Europe grew economically 100 years ago. And then what did they say? They said, if you want to know God is blessing you, work hard. Work hard. But there is one more teaching that they are adding on their teaching. And that is what we don't like. But it is very good. And you know what that is? They say, when you work in your working place, you are not working for your boss. You are working for God. You understand? This is their theology. So in other words, when the boss is not around, you are still doing the best service you can. Some people, as soon as the boss is not there, they don't do other things. When the boss comes, they do as if they are doing the work of for the company. Can you understand me? This is the secret why these people were blessed. Because they considered that the job that they do for their boss, they are not doing it for their boss. They are doing it for... Hallelujah. Now, listen to this. Since they are doing the job for the Lord, they have to do it perfect. Hello? You're not catching Papa's point. Since you are doing the job for God, you must do it perfect. In other words, no cheating, no lying, and do your business as best as possible. In other words, when you make a product, make it best. When you give a service, do it best. Be the best. When you are the best, you are doing it for God. That is where many Christians, Pentecostals fall. They say, Holy Spirit gives, Holy Spirit take away. No problem. Holy Spirit understand. This has nothing to do with Holy Spirit. When you are in a work, when you are working for a boss, you are not working for your boss. You are serving the Lord. And when you serve the Lord and you do it as best as possible, you begin to produce good products. And when you begin to produce good products, more people buy them. Come on. Hello. Hello. More people buy them. The more people buy them, the more money you get. That is how Korea become rich. Korean country became rich because of Christians. But many people, they have I don't like my work. I don't want you talk bad about your work. Even the work you get, you are complaining. Don't do that. God will not bless you. Be happy with your work. See your boss as if you are working for God. Produce something. Give your best as you are working. Then you will see God will bless you. And when you are blessed, you make more money. Now, there is an issue now. That comes the next doctrine. You know, the money that you earn, according to the Calvinist people, are not your money. Here it comes. It's not your money, it is God's money. So you cannot use it for your pleasure. That's why Calvinist people, they have no time for pleasure. Only one time a year holiday. The rest work, work, work. They like to work. Koreans, they like to work. I've never seen a Korean take more than 2 weeks holiday. Even if they come to Europe, Korean people, they want to see in 4 days the entire Europe. 2 hours, they see Geneva. 3 hours, they see Paris. 5 hours, they see Rome. They go back working. That's Koreans. But Catholic mentality, no problem, tomorrow. Relax. Catholic people, they don't worry about, they look differently to poverty. Catholic people say if you are poor, it is the will of God for you to be poor, and it is good to be poor. You accept it. It is good. That is why when you go to a Catholic country and you go to a poor area, they are more relaxed. They are sitting, drinking, relaxed. If you go to a poor country, poor area in England, it's totally different. They are frustrated. Can you see that? Protestant countries, the poor area, people are frustrated. They are angry. But you go to the poor of Catholics, relax tomorrow. No problem. Tomorrow, relax. Let's enjoy. Hello? Are you listening? But you have either choose this one or that one. If you want to relax, relax. You learn nothing and you're still poor. Hello? Somebody listening to me. So, they say all the money that you are earning through good business. Listen to me. Everybody loves good service. Everybody loves. It doesn't matter what you are doing. Are you a cleaner? Do it good. Are you working in an office? Be good. Be honest. You see, God will prosper you. God will bless you. Now, what do the Calvinist people say? They say all the money that you earn is not yours. So don't use it for gambling or eating or buying lottery and this and that. No. All the money is belonging to God. So what do? They say 10% we give it to the church. 90% we are not allowed to have pleasure. Calvinist people, they don't like too much pleasure. Relax. They want to work hard. So they say, what are we going to do with the rest? They begin to quote Bible. And what do they quote in the Bible? They say there was a master who had 3 sons, 3 servants. He gave to one of them 4, to one of them 2, and to one of them 1 denarii. And he said, go and use them. And they went, and the 2 invested, the other 1 buried in the ground. When he come back, those who have invested doubled the money. And the master said, well done, you good leader, you good servant. But the other one who didn't do anything, what did he do? He said, go away from me. Hello. Now they use that part. And so what do the Presbyterians do? The money that they earn, 1/10 to give to the church. And they don't give the money to the poor people. They give it to the church. This is their mentality. And the 90% they invest. They buy buildings, they buy houses, they invest in the church properties, they do so many things. And when they invest, they earn more money. When they earn more money, they pay more tithe. When they pay more tithe, they invest. When they invest, they pay more tithe. And on and on and on. And that is why today, Presbyterian countries are doing very well because of the Presbyterian mentality that they are having. Korea is one of them. South Korea, if you are a church and you go to a bank, they immediately give you a loan because banks are in the hands of churches. But here, if you go to a country today and say, hey, I want to open a church, don't talk about it. Nowadays, they don't believe anymore. I'm talking about many years ago in Holland, Calvinistic. Nowadays, no more. You understand what I'm talking about? So they invest. The more they invest, the more they work hard, they earn money. The more they earn money, they pay tithe. You see, today in South Korea, hospitals are in the hand of Christians. Big businesses are in the hands of Christians. Even government is in the hand of Christians. Why? Because of the faithfulness of Christians. They are very faithful with the money that they earn. They know how to invest their money. You know, poor people, you know why they are poor? As soon as the money comes, immediately they eat it. And don't get mad at me now. Immediately, let me buy another suit. My brother, don't buy suit. Save. Save and use it for good things. Why are you quiet now? Are you listening to me? You see, that is why certain countries are doing better. Look at Catholic countries, Latin America, all poor, suffering. But Protestant countries, they are blessed. Not because they are supernatural, no. Because there are certain principles that they never break. They pay their tithe, they invest their money. And when they invest their money, they invest more. When they have more, they build hospitals. They don't go just to give money to the poor. No, they say, if I give money to the poor, he will waste it. Let me make a hospital. Let me make a school. Let me make a this. Let me make a that. And so they have influence in society. Now, my question from you today is, how do you view your life? How do you view your work? What do you see inside of you, my brothers and sisters? Are you serious with God? Are you serious with your finances? Because if you are serious with finances and you bring discipline in your finances, I guarantee you God will bless you. God will bless you. Hello. How can I be blessed? Number one, begin to be faithful with the work you do. And I'm talking about the righteous work, eh? Hello, I don't mean that go and pray and fast to rob a bank. That's not what I'm talking about. It's not easy. Because that is happening. They go pray together. They put guns down. Father, today bless our robbery. That's not what I'm talking about. Do you want to be financially blessed? Be honest to the work you are doing and cherish your work and do the work as if you are doing it for God. In other words, when you are cleaning the house of your boss, don't throw the dirt under the carpet. Clean it well. Hello. Don't say, oh, this is good. No problem. This is good. Accept it when you are giving a service. No. Do it with all your heart. Don't say, my boss is not good. Don't worry about your boss. You are not doing it for boss. You do it for God. And when you do it for God, you are bringing forth integrity. When you bring forth integrity, people begin to like you. When people begin to like you, you begin to earn more money. When you earn more money, you can give tithe and you can invest again and on and on.